One, Jesus, listen to them. And so anyway, that's a joke. But so here's what's happening. It's supposed to start this week. But again, don't shoot the messenger, okay? I'm just the messenger. That's what they said. So if you start seeing construction vehicles here and big holes in the ground, then you know it's going to be started. So hopefully that happens this week. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get right into the passage this morning. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for this day. I'm thankful for the Carvalho family. I'm thankful they came here to came before us to dedicate Lenox to you, and we're just so thankful for that. We're thankful for their family and for their friends and for all those who just really make a huge impact on their life, and we just pray that you would just continue to disciple them as they grow up in this church, Lord. So we're thankful for that. We pray now as we start our new series on family and talk about family-type issues. We just pray, Lord, that you would just help us to each not only hear it, not only understand it, but actually put it into our lives. I'm just thankful, Lord, that we have the opportunity to take your word and live it out every day. So we're thankful for that. So we pray now as we jump into this series, Lord, that you would just help us to deal with family issues in a more biblical way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're starting our new series today called Family, and this series, basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off by setting the building blocks from the scriptures on how a family is supposed to function. So once we get that all straight, then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of families and talk about problems and difficult family members and all that type of stuff. So we're all children in some senses, whether you're under 18, we have some people that are under 18, or whether you're over 18, we all have the same command from the scriptures, and that's a lifetime command, and that command is obey. Now, the main teaching in the Old Testament and the New Testament that children are commanded to do is obey their parents. And you might be thinking, that's exactly what children don't want to do. They don't want to obey. And God's like, I know, right? That's exactly what you guys don't want to do. You don't want to obey. So some of us never really learn biblical obedience while we were growing up. And therefore, we have a hard time passing that down to the next generation, passing that down to the obedience of our children. It would be easy for us to just say this, though. God says obey, so we should obey. And I believe that. But you know what? God actually does this. He actually tells us the why. Why it's so important that we not only teach the next generation to obey, but we in our own adult lives obey our Father in heaven. Now, I just want to tell you this. Some of you here might be actively parenting right now. Some of you here might be empty nesters. Some of you here might be thinking, children is the furthest thing from my mind. I got to find a spouse or whatever. Wherever you are, whatever age and stage you are, this is going to be helpful for you for a few reasons. One is we're learning about obedience, and that's so important. Two, you actually probably do have a role in some child's life. You might be a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a youth leader, a Bible study leader, a children's worker, something. You might have the amazing privilege of being an impact on a child's life. And I can tell you, after being a youth pastor for 15 years, one of the most rewarding things is to have kids that come into the youth ministry that maybe have a very broken home life. And me and my wife and the youth leaders, and this is continuing on with Steve and Sarah and all the youth leaders, we can step into their lives and be an impact for the glory of God. What an amazing thing. So no matter what age or stage, if there is some young life in your life, you have an opportunity to actually help them and guide them and point them in the direction, the way that they should go. And it's such a privilege. So today we're going to learn from the scriptures why teaching obedience to children is so important. And if we missed out on that teaching from our own parents, we're going to learn why for us it's so important. If you missed out on that, maybe your parents didn't teach you obedience was very important. So we're going to start this week with the why. Next week, we're going to do the how. And that's going to be very practical parenting tips next week. So why obedience is important to parents is going to start off in Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. And I want to read that. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. If you don't have a Bible, that's fine. You can just listen. It says this, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first command with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. So the first reason why being obedient to parents is important is this. It teaches obedience to the Lord. It teaches us obedience to the Lord. That's a lifelong thing that we're going to have to deal with, being obedient to the Lord. We can't ignore this because we need to walk in obedience our entire life because God is our Father. Now, let me just tell you something. I want to clarify something very clearly for you is this. Maybe you've heard, oh, we're all children of God. That's actually not true. The Bible never says that. The Bible actually says we're all creations of God, but we become children of God when we trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior. See, Jesus Christ, he was willing to be sacrificed on the cross for my sin and for yours. The Bible tells us this, all who believe that Jesus died and rose again will have eternal life. Not only that, will be called a child of God. So this is very important. If you've never heard that message, you have to know that it's through faith in Jesus Christ that makes you a child of God. It's through faith in Jesus Christ that you are saved for eternity. It's not about obedience, it's about faith. But because we become children of God, God desires obedience from his children. So we have to realize that God knows what is best for us, and that's why he's given us his word as a guidebook for living. Do you know we live in a self-help, life coach type culture? Do you know that? What happens is we gravitate towards people that are successful, rich, physically fit, people that seem to have it all together. And here's what we do. We look at them and we say, hey, I'm going to follow them and I'm going to read their books. And Jesus is like, no, follow me and read my book. Because my book is a guidelines for your life. But you know what? If you were brought up in a household that taught obedience, you're going to be more likely to be obedient to the Lord. You're going to realize my parents wanted the best for me. Many of us as adults, we look back at our childhood and we see, oh, you know what? As much as I was annoyed at my parent for, you know, maybe instituting some kind of discipline or not letting me do something, we start to look back and we start to realize, okay, that's why they did it. They want what's best for me. So you're going to be more apt to look at life and say, you know what? God wants what's best for me. He's the loving parent that I need in my life all my life. But if you never learned that from your parents and you didn't seem to feel that your parents wanted the best for you, you're going to have a struggle. And you're going to have a struggle with this very issue because I'm going to tell you from the scriptures that God loves you. He's a good God and he wants the best for you. But if you didn't learn that from your parents, if you didn't learn that about God, but if you didn't feel that coming to you from your parents, you're going to struggle with, is God really like that? Does he really love me like that? Does he really want the best for me? But I want to tell you this, he truly does. He truly does. On the other hand, some fall into the trap of thinking, you know what, now I'm an adult, okay? We're talking about bringing up kids, but we're also talking about adulthood. And in adulthood, you might be saying something like this, I'm an adult and I can do whatever I want, I only have to answer to myself. And until you come to the conclusion that that line of thinking is not beneficial for you, and unfortunately you'll reap the consequences of living like that, there's going to be problems in your life. Which brings us to the next, really two reasons why being obedient to parents or teaching obedience as a parent is so important for children. And that is this, it teaches children self-control, or in other words, we learn self-control by our parents bringing us up in a culture of obedience. So the very idea that I'm an adult and I can do whatever I want can be very damaging, and it normally comes from people that were not taught obedience from their parents, and therefore they lack self-control. And most people realize that it's not helpful for a family or a society as a whole to allow children to do whatever they want. Would you agree with that? Is that a true statement? It's not really helpful for the family or for a society to say, okay, kids, do whatever you want, and here is why. Because children left to their own devices might make very sinful and bad decisions based upon their lack of self-control. See, most people realize this is not helpful. But some people, in their weak parenting skills, think that letting kids do what they want is a nice way to parent, and they don't want kids to have a negative view of them. Do you agree with that? They look at parenting, and maybe this is you. You look at parenting, and you're like, I don't want my kid to think negatively of me. I want to be their friend. I want them to feel that I'm nice. Okay? It's like that six-year-old boy who said to his dad, he goes, why do bad guys always try to take things over? Why do they do that? And the dad said, well, because they want to be in charge and make all the rules. Then the little boy looks at his dad, and he goes, well, why don't they just be moms then? Yeah, so... people don't like that, right? People like, you know, the mom doesn't like that. The dad doesn't like that. Nobody likes a negative view. You don't want your kid to think negatively of you. But the truth is if we don't institute discipline, if we don't teach obedience, what's going to happen is the curiosity and sinful temptations of children will make them do things that will develop a lack of self-discipline and a lack of self-control. And guess what? This will follow them through life. So they'll become unself-disciplined and unself-controlled children. They'll be that. And then they'll be that as an adult. Paul in 1 Corinthians 6:12, I'll just read it to you. It says this, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. So here's what the Apostle Paul is saying. He's teaching that even though what I'm doing may not be against the law or disobedient to human authorities, talking about being an adult, that does not mean they are beneficial. Those things may actually cause me to have a lack of self-discipline or self-control. So then he says, I will not be dominated by anything. See, when obedience is taught to a child, it fosters self-control. And here's why. Because they learn how to respond when parents say, no, not now, wait, you can't do that. What happens is the more you're able to discipline your children in that way, when it's appropriate, obviously, the more they learn self-control and self-discipline. Because you know what? You are a child of God. And here's what happens. As a child of God, do you hear things like, no, not now, wait, you can't do that? Do you hear stuff like that? Well, if you read God's word, you do, okay? Is God not a nice parent because he says those things? I would suggest that God is the best parent. So what you're doing is you're conditioning your child. If you're actively parenting, you're conditioning your child to deal with God the Father. So as that child becomes an adult, they start to realize, you know what? My parents did those things for a reason. They want to help me. And now they're able to look at life and say, you know what? That's how God the Father sees me. He loves me and deeply cares about me. And although there are things that I could do and partake in, God's telling me through this, you know what? No, you need to issue self-control. You need to not go down that path. See, the problem... and I'll just be very clear with you. The problem is when we lack self-control, it will impact most areas of life. And here's how it works. It impacts your health. Things like overeating, excessive drinking, drugs, lack of exercise. Lack of self-control results in those things. Your finances, poor budget, debt, overspending. You know, people will come to me and say, oh, you know, we're financially a wreck. I'm like, okay, what's your budget look like? They're like, budget? I'm like, you don't write stuff down? Like, you don't keep track of this? Did you ever read that parable where the guy goes to build a house and he doesn't count the costs first and then he's not able to finish the house? You know what it says, like all the people are saying? It says, look at that fool. That guy's got half a house and he can't live in it because he didn't count the cost. There was no budget. He had no self-control to actually say, you know what? I need to budget this. You know what? Self-control is you don't look at something and be like, I want that now. Self-control is like, you know what? Let me count the costs and see if this is even possible. So it'll impact your health, your finances. It'll impact your marriage. You might say hurtful things, do things that upset your spouse, inappropriate relationships with the opposite sex, inappropriate looking on the internet at inappropriate things. These are all self-control issues. And guess what? If a child doesn't learn self-control, they're going to be an adult that has no self-control, and then they're going to blow their marriage up. They're going to blow their marriage up. They're going to blow their finances up. They're going to blow their health up. The last one is other relationships. You're going to wind up saying hurtful things, doing things that hurt other people. Because guess what? You just do what you want when you want. You're an adult after all, right? You can do that. You can just do whatever you want when you want. See, but a child that grows up in an environment where that obedience isn't taught, that's basically what you're creating. Nobody has that aspiration for their kid. I could tell you what, I talk to a lot of young parents. I've not had one say, you know what, I want my kid to grow up to be in debt, blow up their marriage, be unhealthy, have bad relationships. It will just be a beautiful thing to have a kid like that. It will be such a blessing. Nobody says that. Why? Because you would never want that for your child. But on the other hand, I know a lot of parents that parent that way. They don't think that's going to be the result. And I'm here to tell you, it could very well be. Ben Franklin said it this way. He said, educate your children to self-control. I believe the only way that we can do that is by teaching them obedience. Obedience in the little things, obedience in the big things. The next reason that goes along with I'm an adult and I can do whatever I want attitude is obedience to parents teaches obedience to authorities. Sure, you're an adult, but that doesn't mean you can do whatever you want, right? I mean, there's authorities above you. Now, if a child gets their own way in the home, you're actually creating a disobedient adult. Do you realize this? You're creating a disobedient adult if they're allowed to do whatever they want. Hey, if you're actively parenting right now and this is the road you're taking, I just want to be the guy in the middle of the road saying, don't go this way. Because you're actually creating a person that is going to be very difficult to deal with for many people in their life. Their future spouse, their future boss, anybody around them. You're creating a difficult person. Now, we all have authorities, local law enforcement, local government, employers. To the extreme level, if we break those laws, right, there could be an extreme consequence. It might be jail time, tickets, whatever. But on a more common level, it comes to work, right? Okay, to work. Your employer, your boss, or your manager. People have this feeling of, oh, who are they to tell me what to do? Okay, these are kids that were brought up in an undisciplined environment. And they look at their boss and their employer and like, oh, you know what? Who are they? And you know what? The boss or the manager is saying, I'll tell you who I am. I'm the one in charge. And I can actually make it so you don't have a job here anymore and you're going to go to the unemployment line. But see, what happens is it creates this difficulty, right? There's normally tension between bosses and employers because of these things. You know what? Like it or not, all your life, there will be some form of authority over you. And here's what Paul says in Romans 13:3. He says this. He says, for rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad conduct. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good and you will receive his approval. You know what that's saying? There is going to be protection for you if you obey the authorities that are above you. There is no fear because you're doing the right thing before the Lord and before those people that are in charge of you. Now, as a side note, I want to say this. There will be a time, probably in our lifetime, that maybe the authorities might say things like, you can't freely tell other people about Jesus. You can't freely read your Bible. You can't freely worship. At that point, the scriptures actually say, obey your authorities unless they contradict what the scriptures say, unless they contradict God, unless they go against him. So at that point, then we say, okay, we obey God over our human authorities. But if there's no conflict, basically what the scriptures is teaching us as a person, you look at the authorities and you say, you know what? I'm going to obey these authorities to be a good testimony and a good witness. And guess where you got the foundation for that? Hopefully from your parents that taught you that. They are the first authorities in your life. Parents, grandparents, people that have influence over children right now, you have to realize you are the first influence of authority in these children's life. And you know what? The beautiful thing about it is the way that God made it is you love them so much. You love them so dearly that you want them to be the best person they can be and be the most well-adapted person to be able to deal with other people. The next reason why obedience to parents is important is this. It teaches independence. Okay? In Genesis, it's taught, man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. It's repeated again in Ephesians, and it's repeated again by our Lord in Matthew 19. Man is to leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. Unfortunately, when a child becomes an adult and they are never taught to obey their parents let them do whatever they want, or even worse, they consistently bail them out of problems and situations. They become dependent on their parents. They become dependent on their parents. They do not want to leave their parents' care because, you know what? They have it good, right? They have it good, okay? Problems come up, mom and dad take care of it. Problems come up, I'm in an issue, I need money, mom and dad take care of it. And basically what happens is these parents enable their kids to never be independent. They go out to be independent. They never learned independence, so they're beat back to home to mom and dad, and they run back home to mom and dad because it's the good life, and mom and dad actually protect me and make sure that everything goes well for me. See, when a parent teaches obedience, they're actually teaching their children to handle difficult situations, to handle the difficulty that can happen to them, and then when they do handle it, they don't go running back. They become independent. They become independent. You know, it's sad because one of the things that happens, though, too, and this is could be a result of bad, like generations of bad parenting, is sometimes people make it so their kids need them. Okay, they're unhealthy. They want to feel needed, so they make it so their kids never want to go out for independence. They make it so their kids depend on them all the time. Now, I do want to say this, just because this came to mind. I want to remind you, too. As a parent, some of you here might be thinking, man, I'm an empty nester. Like, I messed this one up. I should have listened to this, like, 20 years ago. And you might be thinking that. Don't beat yourself up, okay? It's 100% of the problems aren't just from parenting. There's actually responsibility on the child, because many of us, and I know you can attribute to this, many of you can agree with this, many of us learn these things not from our parents. Many of us didn't have solid parenting at home, and we had to learn some of these things on our own, trial and error. And it was a lot of hurt and error in what we learned. But you know what? As good parents, as people that are, you know, actively parenting right now, you have to say, you know what? I'm gonna do the best I possibly can with these children that God has blessed me with. So not only does it teach independence, but now the next thing it will teach is something called responsibility. And one goal of parenting, this is one goal of parenting, it's to raise up responsible adults. That's the thing. It's to raise up responsible adults. And if someone's not responsible, they will struggle with independence. When a person is responsible, they will thrive in independence. You get that? Let me repeat that. When a person is responsible, they thrive in independence. They're glad to have that independence because they take care of the things that they need to take care of. They'll use that independence to build their own life and their own family, and they become responsible. Do you want to know what the blessing to you as their parent is? Eventually, you might need them to be responsible for you. Nobody wants to go here in your mind. I know I don't want to go here, but there's going to be a day that my kids need to step up and take care of me or my wife. It's just the truth. I mean, how many times have we seen this in our friends and family members' lives? An aging adult eventually needs care from a child. And you know what? You'll hear like sad stories, like you go to like a nursing home or something like that, and you're like, oh, that person, nobody comes to visit them. Nobody, you know, and you feel terrible. You know what I mean? This aging parent, don't they have kids? Oh yeah, they have five. Like, five kids, not one good one in the bunch, okay? Nobody's gonna step up and help this parent out. And you know, you don't know the whole story, but the truth is this: when you teach your children the obedience of the Lord, when you cultivate that type of culture, rarely will we see an aging parent that does not have some type of caretaker from their family, Rarely do we see this. You know what? For you as Christians, maybe some of you are going through this and you're thinking like, yeah, this is terrifying. I'm going to have to take care of my mom or dad. This is, I don't know if I could bear this. And you're thinking of every excuse in the book. I have a young family. I have this. I have that. You're thinking of every excuse. Here's what 1 Timothy says. It's actually commanded to take responsibility for our family members. Did you know that? You know what 1 Timothy actually says? If you don't, you're worse than the unbeliever. That's what it says. Those are harsh words, aren't they? You know why those words are so harsh? Because God knows sometimes we need to be woken up. Because sometimes we'll look at a family member that's aging and we don't feel like it. We don't want to do it. Maybe some of you are like, I never learned that from my parents. They didn't teach me all this stuff. And, you know, I'm not going to give back to them what they didn't even give to me. Well, what God is saying is like, no, 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 you're a Christian. Okay, you're a Christian. You're supposed to do what's right and be obedient to the Lord. The next reason why obedience to parents is important is because it holds promised blessings. It holds promised blessings. Deuteronomy 5:16, Paul actually referenced that in Ephesians. And he said this, honor your father and mother as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that your Lord God has given you. Now, some people look at this command and say, honor and obey your parents or your life is going to be short, okay? It's like a threat, okay? It's not a threat, okay? What this is saying this is the first relational command that God gives his people. And he's saying the way that we handle human relationships, especially those in charge of us, will either make life good or make life bad, okay? Your life will be long and blessed if you listen and obey the people that God has placed in your life, in authority. So most of us realize when there is an authority above us and we try to go against the authority, is it good or is it bad? It's usually pretty bad. I mean, your kids will try this, right? When they're little, I mean, they try it as early as they can talk, right? They try this. They're like, no. And you're like, seriously? Like this little life that is infiltrating my life is now telling me no? But you know what? Then people, oh, it's cute. They take it and it's no, no. And then they're 5 and 6 and everywhere they go, people are like, man, that kid like can't come here. She can't be here. And you've seen this before. And you know what? The thing is, as a parent, then that's when you have to step up and say, no, you know what? I love you and I'm in charge of you and I have to teach you. See, when we obey our parents, when we obey our authorities, just in that there's a blessing. Because that's what the scripture says. There is a blessing. Just in that there is a blessing. But you know what the blessings that follow that is? Is you learn how to be obedient in every area of life. And when you learn obedience in every area of life, there is blessings all over the place. There are blessings all over the place. So the first thing is like there's just the blessing in obedience. But then there's a blessing in obedience to any authority that is placed above us. The next thing is that it teaches us how to interact with other people. When we as parents teach obedience, it's going to teach us how to interact with other people. It needs to be stressed to our children that we are doing this, like whatever discipline we're instituting, however we're teaching them to obey, we're doing this for their benefit, not so that we look good. And I know as parents, temptation is like, you want your kids to look good. You know what I mean? Like you want them to do what's right. And granted, if somebody comes up to you and says some compliment about your kid, it feels awesome, doesn't it? You're like, yeah, you know what? I feel good. Like, I feel like, okay, we're doing the right thing. But that's not why we do it. We actually do it because we want them to be a productive member of society. We want them to be successful. See, in every relationship, there's compromise, there's understanding, there's difficult decisions and situations, and we have to give some of our own time away. We have to give up some of our freedoms in order to live at peace with other people. Romans 12:18 actually talks about this. Paul says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. So when your children or when you have learned obedience, what happens is you learn how to interact with other people. People that are never taught to obey and become difficult people, don't they? I mean, in plain English, they're a pain. right? You only want, part of the reason why I do this family series, I'm doing this family series this year, is because in a few weeks, what's gonna happen? Thanksgiving. You're either inviting them all over or you're going to their house, okay? And you're thinking, some of these people are difficult. I don't want to sit next to that person. I don't want to talk to that person. These are people in your family, right? These are people in your family, but everybody has difficulties. And part of those difficulties arise because the building blocks of obedience were never put into place. So we don't want our kids to be difficult as adults. I don't want them to be difficult in my house, but I don't want to send them out of my house to be difficult either. And you know what? That's what people do, right? Okay, you know, I just got to get them up. And then when they're 18, they're out. Like, I'll just get rid of this kid. Okay, problem somewhere else. Is that the way we should look at our own family members? I don't think it is. I don't think that's what God has for us. So now the bottom line comes to this, though. The final reason obedience to parents is important is this. Just simple. It pleases the Lord. You realize that? You know, we don't teach a works-based salvation. It's not like, okay, I'm good, now God accepts me. God accepts us because of Jesus and what he's done for us on the cross. He took our sin on himself, gave us his righteousness. It doesn't have anything to do with obedience to his commands. It has everything to do with faith in the fact that he can die for our sins. But do you know what really pleases God? When we obey him. Colossians 3:20 actually says, children, obey your parents because it's pleasing to the Lord. Jesus says, those who love me, what? Obey what I command. Do you want to be pleasing to the Lord? I think that you do. There's nothing better than to know that the God of this universe is pleased with the way that I'm acting. But it doesn't stop there for me because I'm a parent. Right? So I want to have my hand in helping my children be pleasing to him as well. Because you know what? I know this to be true from the scriptures. When God tells us something is pleasing to him, all that are around that person are pleased with what's going on. All that are around that person are pleased with what's going on because God would never want us to do something that is not pleasing to him or his people. So let me ask you a question. If you have children, grandchildren, you're an aunt and uncle, the kid that you have influence over, do you want them to be pleasing to the Lord? I would hope the answer to that is yes. As a church, we want to bring up generations after generations of people that are pleasing to the Lord. And the only way that that will happen is if we teach them to be obedient to their parents and to the Lord and to the authorities that are placed above them. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for this day. Thankful, Lord, for what you've done in our lives, Lord. And I do pray, Lord, and this is tough because some of us never learned biblical obedience as a child, so it's something that we're learning as adults. So I pray for those who fall into that category. We're kind of going through life trying to figure out how to follow after you. Lord, I pray for the parents that are actively parenting now with little children. It's such a difficult task. It's probably the most difficult thing that we're called to in our